Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some people seem to know how to live everybody's life except their own. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible, and we're glad that you're interested in such a study. All right, let's get to our study for this week. Certainly, all of us understand there's a cost involved in being a Christian and serving the Lord faithfully. Sometimes I hear people complaining about what it costs them to be a Christian. They don't want to attend services. They don't want to give according to their prosperity. They don't want to spend their time in talking to people about the Lord. And various things that Christians are supposed to do, they have found cumbersome, and they don't want any part of it. Well, the price for them, they say, is too high. However, I'm sure that when a person thinks about that, they're thinking of the cost of being a Christian. Have they ever considered the cost of not being a Christian? What is the price that is paid on the other hand? There are a number of verses that I'd like for you to think about, and then we'll get into our study. First of all, Proverbs 13 and verse 15. The Bible just very simply says this, "The way of the transgressor is hard." There are all kinds of problems that come to one who is a transgressor. The word transgressor just means he goes beyond the laws, doing more or less than the laws allow. Well, when it comes to religious matters, a transgressor is one who goes beyond the laws that God has given, and he decides he doesn't need to be bound by those things that are taught in the law of God. Well, remember, the passage says it is a hard way. The way of the transgressor is hard. Look about you and watch people as they engage their lives, sometimes in service to God and sometimes in service to Satan, and look at the price that is paid by those who live wicked lives. It not only is something that affects them physically, it affects them mentally, and you can see very clearly when they've given their life to Satan that they're paying a price for so doing. How many times have you looked at the face of a person? Now, of course, this is not always a great judge, but have you looked at the face of a person and seen the price in their face that they have paid for that kind of a life? Well, very obviously, it is a high price to pay. When I look at Romans 6 and verse 23, I see another passage that bears out that same idea. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at the contrast in the wages we receive for sin and the wages received for serving God. On the one hand, there's a home in heaven, eternal life with the Lord, is the reward of those who are faithful. But what about the price paid by those who've been unfaithful to God and who have not been Christians? Well, the wages of sin is death. He's not talking about physical death, for everyone pays that price, because the record tells us all have sinned and all of us will die. The fact is that death came into existence as a result of the sin of Adam. Now, we're not guilty of sin because Adam was, but we suffer the consequence of Adam's sin, and that consequence is death. So Hebrews 9 and verse 27 says, "It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment." And so death comes unto all of us, and it becomes very obvious when you think about this particular passage, that there is a price, a great price paid in not being a child of God. Then in the book of Proverbs again, chapter 14 and verse 34, we have a statement that ought to be taken to heart by individuals and ought to be listened to by our nation as well. The record says, that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, if you can look at the contrast again, righteousness exalts the nation, lifts the nation up, but sin is a reproach unto any people. Brethren, and those who are in the world about us ought to be aware of the fact that sin is a terrible price to pay in order to find a few moments of happiness or to find the pleasure that we think is going to be lasting but is very quickly passing. A very high price to pay. We don't want to be reproached, yet sin does that to our nation. We don't want to suffer the consequence of our sin, yet there's no way of canceling the consequence unless we are obedient to the Lord's will. Now, we've looked at some verses that tell us there is a high price involved in living a life of sin. Now, what we would like to do is to look at one person in the Bible who lived a sinful life and began paying the price, here on this earth, the price involved in the sin that he committed. And I'd like for you to think with me for just a little while about a man named Samson. How many times have you read about Samson and read of the great strength that Samson had and what a great one of the judges of Israel he was? We think about Samson as a man who certainly, because he was so strong, had all the things that really he wanted along those lines. But I'm suggesting to you, Samson paid a tremendous price for his sin. And when you come to the conclusion of this man's life, you see it all closing in on him, and you're aware of the fact that he paid a tremendous price. Look with me now at the book of Judges, chapter 16. Judges is a book which is written to tell the story of a time when the children of Israel had no king. They were under the leadership of judges. These were military leaders that God rose up to help them in their time of trouble with the nations round about them. But some of these military leaders were not good people. And Samson fell into the category of one who believed that he could fulfill the lusts of his flesh, do whatever he wanted to, take advantage of other people, and there would be no price paid in regard to what he did. But, my friends, when you think about Samson's life, and when you come to the end or conclusion of it, you're very well aware of the fact that Samson paid a tremendous price. His life was not as happy as it should have been under normal circumstances because of his indulgences. He got to the place that finally his life was a miserable existence because of the effect of sin on his life. Now think about this. Don't you know of people who go about trying to follow the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and live their lives summarized by those things, only to come to the end of their life and to realize that they have nothing that really is lasting as far as happiness is concerned. If the lesson is learned from our study this week, that we cannot follow our own way and do what we want to do, separate from God and from His will, that we cannot find happiness in that kind of life, then that's our purpose in the study. We hope that you'll be with us each day as we talk some more about some of the consequence of a life of sin. We appreciate your listening and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.